know, it's getting better each day, the more reps they get. I had a couple plays in the game that were off. It's always tough when you do that, but the more reps you get, the better it gets. I always support what coach wants to do. I think he made a good decision. You know, it was a tough decision because we got two guys we think can help us. But, you know, I really do support it genuinely because I feel we're 7-5. We're playing for a playoff game. Gone through a lot to get to this point, and you stick with the guys who got you here. And hopefully I'd be surprised if Brian doesn't play well. It's not going to be just about him, though. We got to play good around him. We got to coach good around him. Hopefully we can get a win this week. I think he did some good things. You know, he had a couple bad plays in there, too. But as you guys saw, he came in there, gave us a spark, took us down the field, got a couple keepers in there, made a good throw and a good catch by Jim Dre, and then made a really good play scrambling in the end zone when nothing was there and getting us a touchdown. Because he's done it before. You know, I mean, Brian's shown everybody that he can play. He hasn't had the best games the last few weeks, but it also hasn't been all him. You know, I don't think we played good around him. I don't think we've coached our best. I think we all got to step up our game, including himself. And if we do that, then that gives us a chance to win. You know, last week we were going against a real good defense, you know, so it was going to be a challenge. We had to play our best. Brian had a few plays in the game that he definitely would have liked to take back, especially that second interception. I don't think the people around him played their best either. You know, always when the quarterback doesn't play very well, it's never just him. I got to do a better job, put him in better situations. It wasn't all bad. There were some good plays that he made in the game, but when you play a good defense like that and you're not on your game and not at your best with all 11 people and coaches included, that's usually what happens, and it usually falls on the quarterback first. Not really. I mean, his first interception was a great decision. I thought it was one of his better throws. It was going to be a big play, and him and Josh were just a little bit off. We had a cover two seam where we're supposed to cross face, and Josh just kept it thin, and the quarterback's got to let it go there. You know, he threw it on time, he threw it aggressive, and I thought it was a real good throw. They just weren't on the same page, and the second one was a bad decision. You know, he kind of forced it in there in a double coverage, threw it late on second hitch, and they were there. They took it away. He had to check it down to the fullback in the flat. So it does happen. We got to eliminate him, and I think he will. We're expecting them to bounce back. We're counting on them to. You know, this is a big game for us. You know, we're fighting for our lives to get in the playoffs. And, you know, Terrence had a tough week last week turning the ball over. But we need him to. We're dependent on him. He's got to bounce back. He's got to run hard. He's got to hold on to that ball. And he's got to be a big factor in us getting a W. Yeah, he was limited today. He got a little work in there today. But I think that'll be day to day. Hopefully he'll get more tomorrow. Hopefully he'll be a little bit more healthy. But I'm not sure of that yet. You know, it's always, you know, you never know until a guy gets out there. But it's something you evaluate and practice every day. So you got a pretty good idea of it. But this time of year, you know, just being in this for I've been coaching for a little bit, and you always get in these situations. It's not always just at running back. It can be at center. It can be at guard. It can be a receiver. But the NFL only allows you to have a certain number of players. So when you get guys injured, there's always some position that has to step up. There's always some unknown, and could be Winston this week. It could be another position too. But it's the time of the year where usually that stuff happens. You know, I think, you know, when we had been struggling offensively, Johnny came in, did a real good job, sparked us up a little bit. And so that's always the knee-jerk reaction just to go with that. But I think Coach took a lot into it, took his time to make the decision, talked to a lot of people. And I think it really just came down to we've been through a lot. We're in a good position. Our season's still, you know, our goals are still in front of us. And it's a big risk making a huge change. It's not just one player that comes in and comes out. You know, they're both different, a little different style quarterbacks. They do some of the same stuff, but it's a pretty wholesale change that doesn't just affect that position. It affects the whole team. And with the situation we're in right now, I'm excited with the decision he made and feel like it'll give us the best chance to win. I mean, when Joe talks, it always carries weight with me. Anytime you got a guy, you know, this is my first year meeting Joe. I've obviously always known him with his pedigree and how good his career's been, but just being around him throughout the NFL season, seeing how much the game does mean to Joe, how hard he plays, how whether it's the run game, the pass game, he does everything we ask for, we ask of him, and it means a lot to him. And so any guy who is as good of a player as he is, who puts in as much work as he is, when he talks, every coach or player is going to listen. You know, Josh, I think nothing is Josh works hard for us. He does what he's asked to do. Josh is more about just being more consistent of down in and down out, the grind, being a dog out there, competing for everything. I think a lot of things with Josh his whole life, because how talented he is, has come pretty easily. It's nothing as far as the lack of effort. It's just more you got to constantly be challenging him. I don't think he's been challenged a ton throughout his life, and if I was as talented as him, I probably wouldn't be very stressed out either. But it's our job to keep him like that, so he's on it every play, because in the NFL you can have 50 good plays and that one bad play that you just mentally relax for a little bit could be the difference in winning and losing. And at this time of the year, that could be the difference in the playoffs. You know, like I said earlier, that one interception he had, he forced into double coverage, but that wasn't to Josh. I think it was to Gabe. I don't think Josh was on the field at the time. But, you know, that's Brian hasn't forced too many balls to him. I know a lot of targets have gone to him. You know, a lot that's more me. Most of the plays that I've designed have made him number one. And but we don't ever say, hey, if he's covered or he's doubled, throw it to him. You go to number two. And it's just happened to play out that way. He hasn't been taken away. And usually when he's singled up and he wins, we go to him. And we try to keep it that way. We'll see how the game plan goes this week. But I don't think he's been forcing it to Josh in double coverage at all. Yeah, well, I mean, I can't answer what kind of plays that we've given him, but we always give Johnny a certain amount of reps each week. You always do that always with the number two quarterback. You would love to give him a ton of reps, but there's only so many reps out there. So it's a very fine line on how many reps you give the guy with how many reps you take away from the first guy. If you give each guy half amount of reps, it kind of makes each guy worse. So we've kept the same status that we've done all year. He gets a couple reps each period, and those plays are dependent. Oh, he did stuff in the game that made me excited. You know, I liked what I saw from him, and he did a good job. But when you decide on the starter and coach decided on it, I think, on Tuesday, and once that happens, it's business as usual. You rep it that way, and you always try to prepare the starter to have the best chance to win.